time to buckle up and get ready for a different kind of sports show. It's the JT and BT Express here on Fox Sports New Jersey.
From the snowy coffee sports collectible studios at Fox Sports Radio in beautiful downtown Somerset, New Jersey. It's time for the Tottenham Coffee Show. All things sports. All right. Applause for our new title. Starring me, Jim Totten. Don't even bother. And also Mr. You Coffee, sponsor of the show. All right, you. And that's Coffee Sports Collectibles, which we'll have a lot on in a little bit. But anyway, welcome to the show here on Fox Sports New Jersey. We are thrilled to be here every Sunday, and as mentioned in the show's title, we are here to cover all things in sports. The players, the games, plus the business side and behind the scenes of all sports. All you need to know. Whatever is happening and topical is what our show is about. We can dance the dance, we can walk the walk, talk the talk. And if we don't know, we'll find out for you. Give us an hour to get your sports day and sports week started, and you'll be good to go. And we've got studio hotlines open today, folks. We are looking for phone calls. Studio hotline number is 732-545-9282. And you, we also can jump on to what to get on Facebook.
We're also live on Facebook, Jim, at Coffee Sports Collectibles.
If they wanted to send a question in.
Comments, questions, we'll try to get as many on the air as we can.
Okay, so that's Coffee Sports.
Right.
Okay, great. All right, fantastic, good. So call in, folks. We want to talk. With that, it's what today is football. It's, as you all you fans know, it's division weekend, right? This is the greatest weekend of football. Two games yesterday, two more today. These games are leading to championship Sunday next week, and then the big game after that, okay? But it's so exciting, right, you? Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, America.
Yes.
It was these divisional round games are probably some people think it's the best weekend because you have the 2-1 Saturday, 2-1 Sunday, and they're all pretty good games.
Usually the best teams do make it past wild card.
And
right.
As we saw, wild card weekend was kind of a dud, and now we have division round. I already saw now with a bang yesterday. No,
we'll get into that in a minute, but I know you also did business-wise. You had a collectibles trade show event last night, over the weekend.
Yeah, Friday and Saturday we were at the Westchester County Center in White Plains, New York.
Awesome.
And we kind of got out of Dodge yesterday for the snowstorm coming there. Today they're supposed to get over six inches or maybe
right.
more.
Right, it's heading north, right?
Right, so we did pack up last night, and so that we're not going to be at the show today. But
how was the show?
So the show was pretty good. I mean, Friday was a little slow. Saturday was very busy. We had a lot of signers there. Some Met players. give you one a Seinfeld reference. Keith Hernandez.
Hernandez was there.
Keith Hernandez was there. Kevin Mitchell and Daryl Strawberry were at White Plains.
Jack, our program director, who's behind the glass today, is over there licking his chops against Strawberry and Hernandez. He's Mr. Met over there, of course.
Mr. Met. So
that's awesome.
And Larry Johnson was there from the Knicks and Charles Freewell.
Oh wow!
They were also signing autographs yesterday.
Fantastic.
And today you got a lot of Giants, like Lawrence Taylor and O.J. Anderson.
Oh, our buddies.
Yeah. And yeah, so it was a good show, and today hopefully, people still go for the snow, but I think, people may stay away because of the snow, and I don't know how many players are going to show up there today.
Yeah.
I mean, just check out their site, and to see what, if it's still going on and what's going on there. But
overall,
it was pretty cool. It was it was a fun show.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, I'll most likely be back there next time.
What are you right now? Obviously, are the football items selling the best at these things? Is it because it's football season, or it all depends?
No, well, it does depend. But most, you know, most people this time of year, they're looking for their football item. Football's, I mean, football's usually a bigger seller anyway, no matter what, what time of year it is. But
of course,
this time of year, obviously, more so than others. But football always. Football's reign supreme. You know?
Of course, of course.
They're the kings right now.
That's right. Exactly. And this time of year, it's all about that. Well that's great.
Right, especially this time of year, 100%.
So anyway, for all of us people here in the metro New York area, New Jersey, we do have a big storm coming today. We're laughing, of course,
how the weathermen
have made it from 2 to 4 inches. To 5 inches, to 6, to 8. It's like, let's do the countdown. Right. And we're shooting for 10 inches.
Right. And then we'll get nothing.
It's unbelievable how people and everyone's getting crazy. The signs on the parkway, the turnpike, you know, get prepared for major storm.
Major storm coming, yes.
And I hate to say this, and it's no political comments either way about who the governor is, but now we're also declaring a state of emergency was declared yesterday.
Well, I mean, they do that to get ahead of it, just a CYA kind of.
I think they do that to actually just, it's a financially, they can release more money if he declares that. It's some nonsense.
Sure, it's always about money.
But, oh, my God. And then I walk out, it's sunny and 38 degrees in Woodbridge. So, I don't know, but that's just our... We're here in the studio. Me, you, and Jack are prepared to stay over and do what we have to do to help Mr. Myatt. Get the station through.
100%.
Because we do have on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey, we do have the Ranger game tonight up in Montreal, right?
7 o'clock.
Sir. 7 o'clock right here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey. Rangers, hopefully, we'll get to talk about a little bit later.
Exactly.
They're starting to play better. They beat the Blue Jackets, right? 1-0 last night.
Yep, shut out.
Right, okay. We'll be getting into hockey as the season rolls along.
Absolutely.
For now. Divisional weekend. We have to start you with last night. We're going to do a wrap-up of the first two games yesterday, and then we'll jump over to preview for the other two today.
100%.
Oh, my gosh. The Commanders and the Lions. Mr. Coffey, thoughts?
Wow. Let me just say wow.
Right.
The Lions, I can't believe the Lions.
Incredible.
Like most of America, how did the Washington go in there? Go into Detroit, the number one seed, and they beat the Lions. And... Mr. Daniels, the rookie quarterback for the Washington.
Right.
He's one win away from being the first rookie to make it to the Super Bowl in history.
You know, the guy is, you know, especially I'm a Giant fan. I think we could have had him, right? We could have taken him ahead of the Commanders, I believe, in that order. Doesn't matter. But, you know, it's just after he is just unbelievable. And they really nailed it last night, the announcers, too, Burkhardt and Brady. And actually, I actually thought it was one of Brady's better games. Well, I listened to the whole game last night. He's actually getting a little more used to him. He does a lot of talking, but, you know.
I think he is getting used to it.
Yeah.
Each game he gets better.
You know. You think that, too, right?
As a guy who just started with radio, like, I get it. Like, it can't be great week one.
Right, even for Brady at $375 million, I know you're a little less than that in your contract.
Not much.
At about $374,999, you're that much off from for Brady.
It's almost the same thing, Jim.
Same difference. Nickel here, nickel there. I mean, jeez, you know. No, but anyway, they were right. The guy is just unbelievable what he's, I was going to say, cool as a cucumber, this guy.
Oh.
He's out there. Everything is going around him, and he's doing these runs. He knows where the first down marker is. He knows when to slide, right?
No, 100%. No, the kid is, he was the Heisman Trophy guy,
LSU.
And I know a lot of people, you know, when he came out, obviously he wasn't the first quarterback, so everyone was a little bit, hesitant or skeptical about him. And
He's one of those portal guys. He's also about 32 now, and he came in, went to, four schools, and, I guess he's got some experience. No, I'm kidding.
No, these guys are staying longer, though, Jim. They are staying longer in college, which probably is helpful for the NFL.
Now, we are all fans of different teams. I'm a Giant guy. You and Jack are Cowboy people. And I've got one diehard friend of mine up in Boston, Mr. Gallagher, who is a diehard.
Hold on, just to not make you look, but the Commanders picked Jaden Daniels number two. Giants didn't pick until pick six. So.
Oh, thank you.
So it wasn't a bad decision. Okay. It wasn't like Giants screwed up.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
So we have Malik. We got neighbors, at least. We do have a great wide receiver.
The only team that can really complain would be the Bears picking Khalil Williams over Jaden Daniels. That's where it is.
Right,
that's where
right.
the mistake came in.
Yeah, that's quite an issue over there, too.
Which I did say Jaden Daniels would be better than Caleb Williams. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Oh, you did say that? For the record?
I did say, it's on the show if you go. You guys,
okay, we got to go back to the tapes.
Well, no, all I said was Cliff Williams was going to be a bust. He wasn't going to be the main guy.
Oh, you
so,
did say that?
Yeah, but
okay.
I don't know if I said that.
I don't listen.
But,
what do I know?
We don't listen to our own show either.
No, I have to admit, it's funny you say that about Khalil Williams, Caleb or Khalil?
Caleb? I'm not sure. But,
you know, watching USC last year, and, you know, he was just so, you know, he was kicking butt for them. And I thought he was going to be great. And then remember he got to that playoff game? I don't know if you guys remember that. He got to that playoff game, and they got their butts kicked, and he went crying into the stands.
Yes, yes.
And he was crying in his mother's lap. It's like, wait a minute. Maybe he doesn't have the internal strength to be the number one.
I think that's when I said, I don't think this guy's going to make it.
I'm telling you.
I mean...
That's a bad look.
Bad look.
And it was like the Gator Bowl. It wasn't the biggest. I don't think they were in one of the big ones.
No, but
it doesn't matter.
It was their biggest game.
Yeah. And he lost the game, and he goes up into the stands, and he's crying at his mother. And he's been crying ever since with the Bears.
That's a terrible, terrible.
They just had somebody. There was a rumor they were asking to talk to one of the coaches.
Yeah, Mike McCarthy and Jerry Jones said no.
Yeah, oh, that's...
And then 5 days later, Jerry Jones let him go.
Yeah. Well, that was a good move anyway, McCarthy. Time to move on.
Jerry's a douche.
Oh, gee. Nice.
I'm
beep.
I am.
Beep.
Wait, you can't say that on the air? Oh, my bad.
But anyway, that
was me being nice.
Okay, right. We digress. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yes. So anyway, the Commanders and the Lions. Now, let's look at it from the Lions side of this. Oh my God, those people and the team
for years and years.
Everything building up to this season and going to that Super Bowl, which they've never been. You know.
No, never been, and this is the year. The number one seed.
15 wins they had, 15-2, were they, right? With the playoff, whatever. Yeah, well, they didn't have it.
And all these years, you were like the laughingstock of the league.
Right.
0-18-1, or 0-16-1 year.
Yeah.
And all these heartbreaks. Now you finally had the number one seed, home field throughout the playoffs.
Yeah.
And you lay an egg. You laid an egg on your first big home game in probably your history.
And... to, you know, talk about the game. I mean, it was absolutely wild that first half. Oh, my God.
Oh,
right?
They were just scoring at
it. They set the record for scoring in one period in an NFL game, I think playoff game, of 42 points, 28-14 in the second quarter.
Right, in the second quarter, yeah.
It was just like, you're sitting there, you couldn't even keep up, right?
No.
I'm watching, I didn't even have time to make a cocktail.
Well, I'm sure you made time, Jim. I'm sure you made time.
Well, I had a backup. Patty, could you help?
I can't take my off to the game. Can you please make me a drink?
I can't leave the game.
And she said, if it will shut you up, I'll make it.
She took it and closed the door.
She threw it at you.
Put some extra ice and cubes in it. Oh, good. Oh, my God.
But yeah.
No, it was amazing, though, really. It was just shocking to see the Commander. But, you know, the Lions, their defense, right? I mean, the offense was moving, but God made they did too many mistakes, too, right?
He had a few turnovers he had, and he missed one wide-open receiver.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't have a great game either, God.
Yeah.
I mean...
It wasn't horrible, but it was not his best game.
But he put up 31 points.
I know.
So I think it's more on defense, and Aaron Glenn may take a little hit for this, but I still think he'll get a head coaching job, probably at the Jets, but... He
is the ex-Jet, right? Defensive back. He was great for them.
The
right?
first round pick when
yeah,
he came
back
out.
In the day.
Yeah,
yeah. Right. But
and he was a, you know, Pro Bowl, Pro
Well,
Bowl,
yeah, they
Pro.
Were saying that, too. And also the offensive coordinator,
Ben Johnson. Yeah.
Right, both. And they won't really take a hit, but,
No,
know.
I mean...
Yeah.
gives you a little bit of a, maybe a little bit of a, but not really. I think they'll be fine. I mean, you can't base off one game anyway, I would think, anyway.
And we all love Dan Campbell. Everyone, you know, everyone has jumped on his bandwagon because he, how could you not? The guy's so much,
here is,
he's so much fun. He, right, he is a talker. Oh. Even the halftime, those ridiculous reports, these sideline reporters. But, you know, they're required to do it, obviously. And here he is. He's going on for 5 minutes talking to Lisa Salter or whoever.
Well, yeah.
But, I mean, right, you? It was just, I felt really bad for those Lion fans. They were showing them at the end, the people just sitting there back in their
seats. Did you hear him at his press conference after the game?
No, actually, I didn't see him. It was too late. We got to get up for the show.
You could just tell that he was, let's call it in the morning, Jim. You prep in the morning. It's on the internet. Anyway.
Cocktails.
No, but he was very, like, you could tell he was, like, distraught, very sad, very, he said, I'm hurt. He's like, I'm hurt. And you could just hear it in his voice, too, like, he was. He actually thought he was going to Super Bowl.
At least to the next round, to the big game, he almost made it.
Right, exactly.
But, I mean, but at least he wanted to get to the championship game, you know, this year, and now he's losing out in the divisional round.
Right, he would have hosted that game, yes.
I mean, there's no doubt they were the best team in the NFC. I mean, the AFC is a whole different story. We'll talk about that later. But,
100%, yeah, no, they were definitely the class of the NFC, well, for the regular season, obviously.
But. Which, you know, it's another thing, too. We're going all over here, but it's fine. Why not? But it amazes me after watching the Vikings last week, you know, get their butts kicked by the Rams, right? And that they were right there with the Lions all year, right? They had 14 wins. You know, that was the game.
100%, yeah.
Right? And then the Vikings were horrible. You know, at the end of the day, they were right there with Detroit, but Detroit seemed like a much better team, and then they wound up losing.
At that time that you're talking about, when they played each other last week of the season, and we all thought that might have been the preview of the NFC Championship game, like, the host of the NFC Championship.
Whoever was going to win.
Right. And then the Vikings lose that game, and then they lose again. And in the next round, like, it's just, they just fell apart. And then the Lions, you think they're going to, obviously, they're going to go to the NFC Championship game. And they get blown out by the...
It was amazing, right?
Washington,
and you know what's great, too? That was another thing. And you get a kick out of it. Fox did a good job with that, too. The last championship... The Commanders, i.e. Redskins, won back in the day, was 33 years ago,
1991. 1991, yes.
Right. Did you see the clip they showed? I don't know if you were asleep.
I was not asleep.
Too many cocktails. Anyway.
That's better.
It was 91, and they beat the Lions.
Yes. That was pretty funny how it worked out that
I
way.
I forgot it. I would assume that's Barry Sanders' time, right? Would that be...
Yes, yeah, right, yeah. 100% that was Barry Sanders.
Right,
yes.
With that whole team.
They lost to 91. They lost to the Redskins.
Well, the Redskins won the Super Bowl.
Game. Yeah, they went to the big game.
Yeah, right.
And.
Right, anyway.
And then, you know, one of them the year after that?
Oh, God, please, let's not go there. Anyway, moving right along. But they had their. I don't know. They had. Do you say they had their chances? I don't know. Come the third quarter, Commanders just looked like they were going to win this game. You know.
Oh, I don't know. What was your 1,000%. Thought? Yeah, no.
Right.
Like I said, the middle of the game, it was like back and forth. They were going punch for punch, and then it was just Washington punched them back, and they didn't punch back again. And then it was just.
It was 31-21 at the half, right?
Yeah, half 31-21.
Yeah, and they did come back, actually, to make it.
Well, 31-28.
Yeah, 31-28. Right. They did come back. But I don't know, the Commanders just played so well in that fourth quarter. And you know, it was amazing. And even over, and we'll get over to the Chief game in a minute, too. But it was amazing, the long drives that were happening in these games.
Yeah.
Like, right, the Commanders had like a 15-play drive that took 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Right, you know.
I mean, and we'll get to it later, but Houston did that against the Chiefs also in like a 10-minute
drive. That actually might have been them, actually, that one. But what I'm saying was
teams both did have a long drive. And that takes a lot out of it, I'm sure, our team. And then.
Right. Yeah, for the defense, absolutely.
In the Chiefs game, they said, oh, the Chiefs now they had the ball and they had a big third down. If they didn't get that, that means they put the defense right back on the field and have to have that long 10-minute drive. that would have, you know, defense would have been gassed, I'm sure. But they didn't. They got their, you know, I don't know if the refs helped them or not, but they did get the first down to keep it going. And then, but I'm just saying both teams have done it. They had big, long drives to try, you know.
It's just unbelievable that the Commanders are in the championship game. I mean, who would ever have thought that this year? Maybe they build up towards that, right?
What were the odds for that, Jim? Imagine put $100 on that.
Not a betting guy, but you know, yes, that's absolutely
no,
incredible.
No, Mr. Racy, you're not a betting guy.
No, not a betting guy. You know, I'm not into all that, but whatever.
Only slots, right? Only slots.
Oh, Atlantic City, different. That's a little different kind of betting. That's right. I got to be there with mom, you know.
Exactly.
But anyway, they're in. So the Commanders are in. The Lions are out. Unbelievable.
And we're one game away from an all NFC East championship game.
Right, right. The other game yesterday, let's get to that. A little less thrilling, maybe, but the Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans. I don't know. What do you say? The Texans were in it. They played well, you know, but you kind of figured eventually the Chiefs are going to win that game. What do you think?
Oh, 100%. Texans, I thought, they were hanging in there for a while. But, I mean, the Kansas City defense had 8 sacks. I don't know if that's a record or not, but that's a lot of sacks in one game.
He got sacked 8 times.
Eight times, yeah. CJ Stroud got sacked 8 times. And special teams really didn't help Houston out at all.
No.
They gave up up a kickoff return for a touchdown. They gave up they missed a field goal.
Yes.
Extra point, and had a field goal blocked.
That kicker, Fairburn, whatever.
Yeah, Fairburn, yeah.
I mean, what was the deal with this guy?
In his defense, he was my fantasy football kicker, so I probably jinxed him.
There you go. It's that coffee, the coffee jinx.
Right, so the mush.
I wish you would have told me that. Then I would have bet. Now you're not allowed to bet again. Then I would have bet.
I got to give you inside
if
info.
If that was a coffee's choice.
I got to give you inside info for that one.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll give you my picks later.
I want to know about today's games later, okay? Please, so I can call up my bookie, which is my mother.
She was a killing over you. I got to be partners with her.
But, you know, I hate to say this, and Jack, you can jump in too, even our PD. But to me, the Texans, they're a good, solid team. And to me, it's kind of like they're like the AAA team in that divisional round this weekend. They're like triple. They're not as good as those other teams.
Oh.
You know? What do you think? The Chiefs, the Lions, the Commanders, I don't know. I have a history with the Texans of like, I don't care.
No, I mean, that's a little harsh, Jim. That's a little harsh.
What have they ever done as the Houston Texans?
Well, they haven't done much, but, I mean, they haven't been around forever either, but...
No, I'm just saying, I'm kidding, but what...
C.J. Stroud is a...
No, he's going to be...
He's made the division round 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
First of all, how about getting the guy some offensive line to help the guy out? I mean, he's getting killed
right
there.
He got his butt kicked.
Right, so I can't blame the loss on C.J. Stroud for that.
Right. No, definitely not.
And not only 8 sacks, but, right. I mean... I heard earlier that 50% of his dropbacks, he was being pressured. So, you know, it's hard when you're, you know, you're getting your people in your face, you're trying to throw the ball. So I'm not going to put this loss on
we're definitely not doing that. I mean, the game, and actually, you know what really was a killer, you? Was that missed extra point.
Yeah,
it was 13, they scored 13-6, and they got the touchdown, made it 13-12, and they go for the point after, and the guy blows it. Blows a PAT. Right?
Right.
And it would have been 13-13. Now, other things happened, obviously, but still.
But you look at the Chiefs. We're talking about how the Chiefs won because of their defense and special teams. We didn't say a word about their offense yet, you know?
Right,
so that tells you a lot about the Chiefs this year. And, I mean, everyone, I think, says it all year.
Who is it? Okay.
So you got the Chiefs... they always just seem to find a way to win, though.
Like, yeah.
Ugly or not, they just find a way how champions seem to do that. But I don't think you keep playing like this and keep going.
Well, we're getting reaction. We've got callers coming in here. People want to talk to us. Okay.
Perfect.
All right. And I think we have Joe on line one or... Okay. We're going to see if we can get him.
Line 20?
Okay. Hello, Joe. Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Joe.
Joe who?
Joe who? That's a great last name.
Zotis.
Okay, who are we speaking to?
Zotis Livingston.
Otis! Oh, my goodness. Hey, pal, how are you?
What's going on, fellas?
Oh, okay, we had two calls coming in at the same time. Hey, it's Jim and you Coffee here. How we doing, pal?
Good, man. How you guys doing?
All right.
Welcome back, Otis.
Hey, how you doing?
We're right in, you know where we're at. We're right in the middle of division weekend talk, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and, you know, and you've got to start with last night, right? The Commanders. Amazing. Oh, it was amazing, right?
Yeah. It's pretty incredible how poised Jaden Daniels is, man. He looks like a multi-year veteran who's been in the playoffs a number of years. He's just so cool. And you saw it from the beginning of the season, actually.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, you just didn't know how would that hold up in the playoffs. But now he's here. He's got two playoff victories now.
Right.
I tell you what, whoever they play in the NFC Championship game, I give them a good shot to win it.
Yeah, I mean, after what they did last night going into Detroit, right,
yeah,
and doing what they did, you know, with the hostile crowd and the everything with Lions' favor, right? I mean, that was he's cool as a cucumber, as they say, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy is unbelievable. They
dismantled him, man. It was crazy. You know, the Washington Commanders, they can put up points, that's for sure. But
absolutely,
the defense played well, too. You know, they got to get Jared Goff, looked a little bit rattled. Obviously, he got hit on that
right
pick.
Yes. Oof.
And looks like he was, you know, could have been concussed or something
yes
like that.
Yes.
Although he played more in the game, but, you know, they put a lick on him, you know? And it's incredible, you know, and especially from where that organization has come from. You know, from the name change
seriously
to being Pariahs to Dan Snyder to a new ownership.
So much.
Magic Johnson. I mean, it's a 180, man.
I know.
You know, and it's pretty incredible to watch. And they have some young talent. They have a team full of confident players. They went into Detroit and just smacked them around.
Unbelievable. And who's the wide receiver? McLaurin? McLaurin. He's a tremendous.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%,
you know,
yeah.
And the running back, Eckers.
Eckers,
right?
Yeah.
Eckler, too. Austin Eckler.
And Robinson.
Yeah.
And Robinson, right? I mean, they just.
Don't forget about him.
Yeah. Oh, they just.
They come at waves, and they take on the personality of the head coach.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Dan Quinn is. You know, a confident guy.
Yeah, I like Dan.
They go for it on fourth downs and things like that.
Right, another one.
Just
right
showing the confidence that they're gonna that he has in his team, and they came through, man. It was pretty impressive.
A Morristown, New Jersey boy too, there, Otis. You know that, right?
Okay.
He's from Morristown. He's right in our hood here. You know.
Okay.
Hey, but he had a great run time with Atlanta, man. I mean, right? Wasn't he coaching when they lost that Super Bowl, right? Down at the goal line.
Yes.
That wasn't a high note, but he did get
no, there. No, I know. Exactly.
Like 28-3.
Right.
Oh,
yeah, no, I know. But he had a great run with
bring
the
that
Falcons.
Home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He had a great run with the Falcons, no doubt. So he proved himself,
yep,
you know.
Yep.
So that's what was great about that last night, Otis, too. That's another thing. With the two coaches, both those guys were alike like that, you know. They take
true
chances. They're just putting themselves out there.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, a lot of guys might, you know, hey, let's go for the three. Let's just try to get the three, cut the lead of it. No, we want to go. We want to take the lead. Let's and have them work with the Jets and talk to them. You know, they haven't had a whole lot of success. But when those coaches do show that kind of go for it, we believe in you type thing, that does
right
volumes for their own confidence. Now they got to go out and have to prove their coach is right for having that belief in them. So that's their MO, you know, after they say, you know, let's go for it. I mean, deep in Detroit territory.
Right.
You know, they were going for fourth downs.
Yeah.
I mean, where you can just take the three and, but no, we want to come in here and make a statement.
Right.
We're here to win. We're not here to keep it close and try to pull it out in the end. We're there to annihilate you. And
right,
that's what they ended up doing,
right,
man.
Yeah, I think both teams kind of had that same mentality, right? Going for it fourth down a lot. I mean, neither team wants to punt, you know. Both team Lions and the Commanders are like that.
Yeah. And it means a lot to the team, you know, because that's how you go into games. It's not, you know, tit for tat. It's like, no, we want to impose our will. We want to, you know, play with a lot of confidence and show you who's a better team. And they certainly did that yesterday.
And I think the national audience last night, everyone was sitting there with our, you know, in a way, with our tongues hanging out, like, what is going on here?
Yeah, 100%.
You kind of figured the Lions were going to win this game, right? It was stunning,
yeah,
really.
The problem is now the Lions are.
Oh. Okay, we had a disconnection.
And
there we go.
That they're getting to the point where the regular season is not going to matter. It's all about the playoffs.
Right.
Now. Can you get over that hurdle? You
right.
know, and that's a lot of pressure, man. That's something like, for example, the Yankees.
Right.
Regular season doesn't matter anymore. It's about the World Series. You got to get there now. You know, you got to win it. You know, so they're getting that type of pressure that's starting to mount for the Detroit Lions.
Absolutely.
They, you know. Their first game of this playoffs, man, they had a bye.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So they had their first game. They got blown out at home. That's going to take a little while to get to recover from.
I know. I mean, you only have a certain time frame, Otis, right?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
With
yeah.
these teams, especially the NFL. You know, these
yeah.
guys, you,
yeah.
you've got to cash in while you can.
Yeah, that window of opportunity
window.
Is not open for a whole long time, except unless you're the Kansas City Chiefs.
Because
I mean, they have guys that are re-signing, and this is a nice 4 or 5 year run that they've had.
Right,
you
right.
know what I mean? But for a lot of these other teams, you don't have any championships during that 4 or 5 year period. Then this team starts to really look like a different team because guys go somewhere else. Money has this guy going there. This
right.
guy, you know, things like that. Trades, all that kind of stuff. So,
we can tell this is why Otis is on TV. Channel 2 sports anchor, by the way. That he segues right over to the Chief game. And as we
that's
segue.
Right. That's what we do.
That's what we do. Right,
a constant
right.
professional.
Right, a constant professional, man. And I loved it. That was so cool. But really, what the Chiefs. I mean, I was saying before
yeah.
you came on. I mean, the Texans, you know, they certainly made it a game. Their kicking team, you know, special teams,
yeah.
special teams hurt
killed
them.
Yeah. them. Killed them.
Yeah, yeah.
And in a game like that
against the two-time defending champions, you know, you almost have to play a perfect game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
And those type of opportunities may not present themselves that often. You know what I mean? I mean, they were able to hang in there, for sure, but those misses that they had, the penalty right off the bat, you know, special teams wise, yeah, it let them down, you know, and they have to, again, you have to almost play a perfect game. And then you get some of the calls that are made, you know, where some people are saying that it's rigged and all that kind of stuff.
Well, right.
You know, the Chiefs put themselves in a position to get those kind of calls, and you can make a decision on your own, whether it's wrong or right. The calls are being made. I saw Patrick Mahomes run, get down,
yeah.
get touched, you know.
Yeah.
Letter of the law, yes, that is. But I also saw C.J. Stroud running
right.
and taking on defenders.
Right.
Trying to run
yes,
them over.
Yes.
Or, you know.
Difference,
well,
right.
Now you have to play the game.
Right.
How about you get down? Maybe you get an extra 15 yards because somebody can't pull up late or something like that. Sometimes you have to make yourself available for those type of plays. And I think Patrick Mahomes does it. Just about as good as anyone, because every game he'll have one or two of those back-breaking runs out of the
pocket. I know.
Where he picks up a big first down. He can pick up 15 to 20 yards, and it looks so crazy. You know, his helmet is, you know, and he just looks
good. I know.
Picking up big, important. It's back-breaking because you think you have him in the pocket, but no, he gets out, key first down. Next play you know, they're down the field.
Right.
You know, things of that nature. So this is a... Obviously, a team that's been there before,
right.
they know how to handle all these things.
Know
did
how
not
win.
Look great. Yeah, of course, did not
right.
look great
right.
all season long.
Right.
But there they were,
here
winning
they
all those games.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so they've been in this position before. They know what it takes.
And how about the touchdown pass to wrap it up with the Kelsey as he's falling
yeah.
down, as he's being
yep.
sacked, right? And of course,
yeah.
finds
yep.
Kelsey, who Kelsey also
yep.
knows they played together so long, knows to go to an open zone, right? And
yeah.
Patrick hits him as he's going down, Otis. Right? Oh my God!
And he's gonna make one of those
yeah.
type of jaw dropping plays.
that we're going to see on NFL films for 20 years, right?
Yeah, 100%.
When the money's on the line. Listen, Patrick Mahomes could be the MVP every single year.
I know.
But he knows how to make plays when the game's on the line. When it's an important game, he seems to be able to ratchet it up. Of course, it's great to have 87 with him.
Yeah,
but
right.
It's also great to have those other pieces that they have. Worthy making some great.
Nice game by him.
Yeah. So
nice game by him.
And the defense turned it up when needed to as well.
Yeah,
you know,
so, lineman.
This is one of those teams that just knows how to win.
Exactly.
You know, if he can get four, and then it's three in a row. I mean, that's uncharted territory. Nobody's ever done that.
I know.
So it's you know, yeah, and again, Patrick Mahomes, he could be the MVP every single year, but you know, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, they've had better regular seasons. But watch, when it comes down to next week, whether it's Buffalo or Baltimore, it's going to be hard to beat Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City
with a trip
to the Super Bowl on the line. It's going to be hard, man.
I know. You know, while we have you for this couple of minutes, then let's jump into today's game, that Ravens-Bills game, right? What are your thoughts on that? I mean, that again, you never know. You never know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
But potentially, that just sounds amazing, right?
Well, I think it's going to be a great game. I think, you know, it's a question of, for me, has Lamar Jackson taken that next step, right? Because this is not in Baltimore. This is on a road. This is in conditions. This is, you know, something that he's not accustomed to every single week. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or, you know, in this time of year. So can he take that next step, not make any of those mistakes as far as with the football goes? You know, because Josh Allen, he's playing at a certain level this year, man.
Yeah.
They're both MVP candidates.
Right.
Obviously, I have Lamar winning it.
Okay.
If the voters don't have voter fatigue and they try to say,
right.
Oh, he's won it before. Da, da, da.
Right. I
think he's got it because the numbers are in his favor and all the way up and down the line. I think it's about him today. It's about can they slow down Derrick Henry?
Yeah. The man
on the ground,
the man beast.
Because they got to run the ball too today, you know.
Right.
And Lamar's going to have his opportunities to pick up some big first downs with his legs as well. So, you know, you got to give the edge to Buffalo because they're at home,
right?
And Josh Allen's been here before, and he wants to, you know, he's trying to get to that next step.
You know what though, Otis? In a way, it's interesting because they both. I know what you're saying, and I love Josh Allen and the Bills, truthfully. But they both kind of have to prove the next step, you know?
Yeah.
They're both at that level.
You know, that little
Buffalo
hump,
hasn't gotten there either, you know?
Yeah, but I was speaking more so because he's on the road. He's in a different element.
Right,
okay? I wouldn't say that Josh Allen has more to prove today because he's used to playing in that. I don't expect him to struggle at all today.
Right.
You know what I mean? But his next step, or stepping up would be next week.
Yeah.
If they win this
week,
and then they go to Kansas City. Now I'll say, all right, we'll see if he's ready to take the next step.
I know.
That next step is beating. Don't forget that 13 seconds when Patrick Mahomes rallied them to beat the Bills.
They
got to get over that for a trip to the Super Bowl. So that's what I was thinking.
This is why we love sports, though. I mean, you're talking Ravens-Bills tonight, to segueing to one of them going to Kansas City next week. You got to love this stuff. Oh.
100%.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep, it's playing out just the way it was supposed to, you know, with the seeds going the way they did. You know, obviously the Lions, that was huge.
They
just
incredible.
You know, take care of business. But it's playing out the way you kind of expected it to play out.
Now, you're an L.A. guy, Rams. You think the Rams go into Philly? Do they have a shot? Or I don't know. I don't know.
Every team has a shot.
That's true.
You know what I mean? But I don't think – I think Saquon runs wild today. I think Jalen Hurts makes key plays. And I think that defense slows down the Rams. I think the Rams – you know, I think it's Rams Commanders. I mean, not Rams. Philadelphia Commanders.
NFC East
next week.
I know. NFC East battles. Oh my God!
Exactly. Cowboys and Giants sitting at home.
Yeah.
You know, watching.
And there we go.
I wonder what they have to do to get in that party, you know?
It's bizarro world.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to give it to the Commanders, though.
Yeah, I tip my hat to them.
You know.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible, you know. That's just great. We have you real quick, CFP tomorrow night. And then we have another game tomorrow night.
Yeah,
this is the greatest sports weekend ever. I mean, really, you know, football-wise. But, what do you think of CFP tomorrow? Notre Dame, Ohio State.
Well, I think both teams are playing great.
I know. That's a good one.
It's really going to be a good one. And it's two teams that are, you know, Ryan Day. They want to run him out of town because he can't beat Michigan, but yet he's on the verge of winning the national championship.
Yeah.
So
right.
The CFP is possibly saving his job.
Right.
I like Ohio State, man. I really do. I think it's their time. You know, I believe it's going to be a really good game. I really do.
Their time. It's been since '88 for Notre Dame. It's Notre Dame's time.
Okay.
Can we tell we have a Notre Dame guy, my partner over here. Notre Dame
wrong with that, man. Nothing wrong with that, man.
8.5 point spread seems pretty high, too. I don't know. I'm not a big point spread
guy.
I'm a
Miami Hurricane fan, so I don't like either of those.
There we go.
You know, because we got robbed in the national championship game against Ohio State.
Yeah. Yeah,
that would during our dynasty,
right?
So, and the Catholics versus the convicts.
Oh man! Yeah, back in the day,
football, man.
I got a shirt with that on there.
Nice.
What a time frame that was!
Was funny.
Absolutely fantastic. You know. That's great, Otis. Thank you. I can't believe you called in, man. That's so cool. You know, appreciate it.
Nice, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're all pumped here. We just these games are just great. It's the greatest weekend of football.
100%.
You know,
I would not be surprised. Chiefs, Commanders.
I like it.
Yeah,
I would not be surprised.
Yeah. Commanders over the Eagles. We'll say right. Wow.
That's going to be,
oh, my God, that would be in Philadelphia next week. Oh, these people will go crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh,
exactly.
My God. That's tremendous, you know. But
yep.
Everything else is going well at Channel 2. You guys are doing good?
Yeah, everything's going great, man. No complaints.
Great. Okay, fantastic. Yep. Okay, we're up against the clock, Otis. Thank you so much for calling in, okay?
All right. Good luck, guys. Take care.
Good luck. Thanks.
Thank you. Otis Livingston. Bye-bye. All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and get right back.
Welcome to Coffee Sports Collectibles, your ultimate destination for sports memorabilia. Hugh Coffee, the owner of Coffee Sports Collectibles, is a huge sports fan and sponsor of the JT and the BT Express Show on Fox Sports New Jersey. From signed baseballs and bats, to basketballs, to football helmets, to Funkos, to iconic photos, and much more, they have it all. Looking for authenticity? Look no further than Coffee Sports Collectibles. Plus, they buy from private collections, too. Whether you're adding to your collection or looking to sell, they've got you covered. Coffee Sports Collectibles also does sports and celebrity signings, too. So be sure to check out their website to see what they have going on at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. Visit Coffee Sports Collectibles, where every item tells a story. Call or visit them online at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. That's COFFEY SportsCollectibles.com.
We've all been here,
but what, little girl,
is that enough?
I'm Maya, and I've had bad allergies for years, so this used to be me. But I'm here to save you and the world from gruff. I've invented a tissue dispenser with a used tissue bin. It's reusable and seals the boogies and germs away.
Order your handy tissues box today at tissues.com.
You're listening to the JT and BT Sports Express Show here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey.
Okay, and now we are back live from Coffee Sports Collectible Studios. It's time for a cup of java over here. It's time for Coffee's Corner. You, what do we got?
I'm over here now, Jim.
Okay.
This week, Coffee's Corner is sponsored by Tissues, a tissue box holder with a trash can already attached. There is a divider separating the new and used tissues, so they won't touch each other. Great for people with allergies, limited mobility, and when you have a cold or the flu. Whenever you need a tissue, you need Tissues as well. Follow them on Facebook at Tissues. That's TISSUSED. And check them out and my story at tissues.com. And if you want to promote your own business with us, contact us at coffeesportscollectibles@yahoo.com or any social media platform at Coffee Sports Collectibles. And we can get your business or event a live read on the air, just like this one for Tissues.
Awesome. That's great.
All right, Jim, now to Coffee Sports Collectibles. We already talked about the show, how we cut it
right.
short, blah, blah.
It was a great show, though.
Great show.
Good for everyone
who came out. Appreciate it. Our next show will be right here in New Jersey at I Play America in Freehold, New Jersey, February 7th and 8th. The big game is the next day. So just 2-day show, February 7th and 8th at I Play America in Freehold, New Jersey. For tickets, go to iPlayAmerica.com. We can buy tickets at the door. And also follow us on all social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, X, YouTube, all the same name.
TikTok? Not yet.
We'll see what happens.
Not yet. Don't worry. They're gone.
Well, we'll see what happens with TikTok. We'll see what happens. But all the same name, at Coffee Sports Collectibles.
Great.
Also, I'll be going live on Wednesday, January 22nd, on Facebook for a live auction. Some of my collectible stuff, I'll start the auctions pretty cheap. Signed memorabilia from all major sports, from all different teams. That's Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at Coffee Sports Collectibles on Facebook.
Oh, great. Oh, that should be a lot of fun.
That'll be fun.
I gotta check it out myself.
All right.
You're
allowed to bid, Jim.
That's right. There you go. I get the show discount or what?
Of course, Jim. Yeah, plus 20%. And in 2 weeks from yesterday, we have our signing with New York Giants running back Tyrone Tracy. The Giants rookie running back.
He had a really good season for them.
Yeah,
considering the whole Saquon thing, right?
So it looks like you have your running back for the next, five to 10 years, with your receiver.
Yeah.
Just need a quarterback, lineman, another receiver, and a defense. Other than that, you're there.
We need 19 other guys, but other than that, that's good.
But I got to say, Tyrone Tracy is a good start.
As long as we're with the Cowboys in that cesspool. Anyway, go ahead.
As long as we have Jerry, you will be. But anyway, Tyrone will be at the Ocean County Mall and at the Santos Sports Store in the Ocean County Mall in Toms River, New Jersey. VIP tickets get you priority access, meet and greet, signed jersey with inscription, and the certificate of authenticity, all for just $99.
Not bad.
For more info and tickets, go to santosportsnewjersey.com or call 732-600-4396. So Saturday, February 1st, come out and meet Tyrone Tracy, running back of the New York Giants, from 2 to 4 p.m. at Santos Sports Store in the Ocean County Mall in Toms River, New Jersey.
Right.
I think Jim Tonnen might even make an appearance.
That's right.
We'll see.
Signing autographs myself over there, okay? The 8x10s are only 99 cents.
He'll be across the street at the Starbucks.
Yeah. I'll be serving Coffee's Corner.
All right, Jim, and being at
There we go. What's your gripe there, sir? What's your gripe today?
You know what, Jim? Instead of my gripe,
what?
I just wanted to take this time just to give condolences to the Uecker family. As the great, legendary Bob Uecker has passed away at 90 years old. You know, he made us all laugh for years and years.
Ah, nice job, Jack. Yes. The Uke.
Just a bit outside.
Yeah, just a bit of famous light, right?
Oh, front row. I must be in the front row. And all that, all self-deprecating humor. He was a great dude.
Major League, the movie. He did the whole thing.
All the Miller Lite commercials.
Right. He was one of the original Miller Lights.
Absolutely.
Right.
I saw him one the other day when John Goodman said, "I'd love to buy a drink for my fellow legendary Yankee pitcher." And then someone else comes and goes, "Hey, why do you Ford?" And then Euchre turns around to the camera and goes, "So I lied."
No, and his appearances on Johnny Carson, oh, my God.
Oh,
legendary.
Right.
He was so dry humor. He was so funny.
Absolutely. Absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
No,
another legend that has gone, I mean,
God bless his soul, 90.
God bless him, yeah.
No, he was great, man. He was tremendous, you know.
Absolutely.
He had a great, I saw one of his lines, they had, obviously all these, they could do 1,000 lines with him. He said, yeah, I from my major league bonus, it was $2,300, but thank God my father had the money to pay him. But that's great though, Bob Euchre.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, good. That's a good one today, you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, you got a little, heart. You're emotional.
Who knew?
All right, another coffee quarter by Coffee Sports Collectibles, baby. All right. Okay, you know, the calls just keep coming in today.
Yeah, another call?
Oh, my God. I think we've got Buddy on line 6. Buddy.
Jimmy, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy, it's you, Jim and you, Coffee. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
I'm doing great. Hey, you. How you doing, buddy?
All right, what's going on, brother?
It's all good. It's good. What a weekend, right?
Oh, my God. Divisional weekend, buddy, right?
Crazy. Hey, let's talk about the Chiefs a little bit more.
Absolutely.
Like, they always find a way to win. Always.
It's amazing.
Exactly.
Amazing.
And they don't play their best game. But let's talk about Patrick Mahomes a little bit.
Oh, my God.
You know? And you know, he took that flop.
Yeah.
I mean, you know? I mean, that was, that was NBA style.
Oh, the flop, right.
That was classic.
Right, right.
I mean, but the guy's running out of bounds.
Yeah.
He has the thought.
Yeah.
To say,
right.
I'm close. I'm going to slow down. These guys are going to run into me, and I'm going to try to get a penalty. I mean, who thinks about that? That guy's amazing. Simply amazing.
Unbelievable, right?
Yeah, but they got to get rid of that crap because even like a guy going out and then the guy's pulled
off. That's true.
They got to stop with that. And I'm not saying Patrick Mahomes did what he did within the rules. I'm just saying the NFL's got to get better with that because that's not right.
Yeah.
That's not right. But he's like you said, he's using advantage of the rules that it is, and I'm not saying he's doing anything wrong.
Yeah, no, I agree with you too. They got to change that rule because those defenders are going full speed at
him. I know.
He stops and they run into him. And, you know, it was like the roughing the quarterback. He didn't get roughed.
No, right.
I mean, you know, and so they just seem to get all the calls, and they make clutch plays. They're just amazing.
I think, buddy, was there, I don't know, you guys tell me, but I think there's a lot of complaints about the officiating yesterday, both games. I'm hearing on social media and stuff. Do you guys think there was a lot of...
the guy that did the game for the Chiefs, the Chiefs are now 7-0 with him being the referee, head referee.
Is that right?
Yeah. I don't know. Do that what you will with it, but.
Yeah, but they're 7-0 in championship games or something. Too,
yeah, you got to play the game.
No, I know.
Not one play or not two plays.
Right.
They get the calls, but I guess they earned it too in a way. But
yeah, they did.
You know, buddy, though, back to your point about Mahomes. I mean, this guy, you know, Tom Brady obviously changed by winning so many titles, but Mahomes changed the entire position, right, of playing quarterback with these, you know, the scrambling part, not Fran Tarkenton, but but just, you know, with the sidearm passes and the dink and the dunks and just, oh, my God. He knows how to get up to the line of scrimmage and stop on a dime and throw the ball, right?
He finds new ways how to throw the ball.
Right. You know?
Sideways, underhand.
Yeah.
Right.
Creative. Very creative.
It's incredible, right? But now, did you get that feeling that they were going to, with that game, it was close, but I just said, I don't see the Texans beating them. I don't know. That was in my mind. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, but if you look at the stats, right, and you know, the games aren't won on stats, they're won, right, on the field.
Right.
But the Texans, you know, basically outplayed them.
Yeah.
But, you know, they had 9 sacks or 8 sacks or whatever. And the Chiefs always find a way to win. You know, the kicker, you
the
know,
kicker.
Misses a field goal, another one gets blocked.
Yeah.
You know, whole penalty. They always find a way to win. I mean, I don't know. It's interesting.
It's been like that all year, really, with them. That every time we just see that they don't blow anyone out. They don't put up a lot of points. Like used to put up, right, 40 points a game.
Yeah.
This year it was like 20 something points.
Yeah.
And the defense really carried them. Even yesterday, the defense obviously carried them.
Right.
And they just, yeah, like you said, to his point, like it's just they don't really like blow you out and look like they're dominating, but they just win.
They win.
All they do is win every week.
What, 16th win this year? Or 15th yesterday? Right.
Right. No, exactly.
It's incredible. Absolutely incredible, right, what they do.
Yeah, Al Davis said, just win, baby.
Exactly. Right. Hey, you ought to talk to his Raiders now about that line.
He said it, but the Chiefs heard it.
Right. And what a rivalry that used to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Chiefs Raiders, man.
Absolutely. What a game tonight.
So while we have you there, buddy, what do you think of today's games? So, Buffalo, Baltimore.
Fucked up. It's a pickup. I mean, whoever gets the ball last might be the winner.
You guys think it's going to be, I don't think it'd be high scoring, though. I don't know, actually. I shouldn't say that. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think the Ravens are going to run all over them.
Ravens, you think?
Going to run all over them, yeah.
If they can control the ball and give the beast, you know.
Yeah, the beast.
I
know. He's unreal.
You know, two-dimensional offense.
Yeah.
You know, Lamar, him.
Yeah.
You know, if defense shows up, then they're tough to beat.
Yeah, 100% they are. But I just think, I don't know, the Ravens with that big offensive line, the big Ricard fullback, and Derrick Henry and Lamar running, I think they're just going to run all over the Bills.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope it's a close game. I just think the Ravens are going to be, I think they're going to beat them pretty handily. I mean, I hope it's a better game than it was in my head, but I just think the Ravens are going to, like I said, run all over them.
You don't think the home field will make a difference for Buffalo?
I mean, obviously, somewhat, but not.
Yeah.
I mean, the Ravens know how to play in the cold too. It's not like it's warm in Baltimore this time of year. So I think,
right.
And you need to be able to run the ball, and they're bigger. Buffalo's defense is pretty small.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. So I'm a big Josh Allen fan. So I don't know. I kind of think he can carry them on his back too. You know.
Oh, absolutely. He can be a Superman and win the game. I'm not discounting Buffalo, but I just think the Ravens have it this year.
But, you know, like we said to Otis Livingston before, too, buddy, if you were listening as well with that.
Of course, Jimmy, I was listening.
Yes, you were trying to get through.
Good answer, buddy.
Hey, we're so popular here. But it's really, it's a make-or-break year for both of these teams, right? For Baltimore and Buffalo. Buffalo's had tremendous success. But they haven't gotten it. They haven't even got to the Super Bowl, right?
It's not really this week. It's about next whoever wins this week.
Right.
No, it's about getting over the hump of the Chiefs. You know what
I
mean?
Right.
So whoever wins today is gotta get over the hump next week.
Right. Actually both of them. That's right.
That's what I'm saying. Either team.
Oh,
they're in the same boat, really.
That's what it's so exciting as a football fan. It's so exciting, right?
You know, the AFC. The same three teams that are going for.
And do we figure the Rams? We're running out of time here. So do we figure the Rams are not going to? We figure the Eagles to win. I should say, right?
And it's snow here.
There'll be snow for that game too. 3 o'clock game. So it'll be snowing in Philly, I think.
I don't think so. Probably rain.
Oh, okay. But you know.
I'm not a weatherman.
Yeah. Mr. G.
Not that it matters.
Right. But you have to figure the Eagles are the better team. I mean, you know.
Right, they should win. Right. But you never know.
Okay, buddy, we got 1 minute. We got to give you. Okay, we'll give you a CFP pick as well. What do you think tomorrow night? Ohio State, Notre Dame.
I'm a Notre Dame guy.
All right.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, touchdown Jesus, baby.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a good game. I think the point spread is really, if I'm a betting man, I'm taking Notre Dame with the points. I just think it's going to be a close game, defensive battle.
I think it's going to be low scoring, but I mean, I think definitely Ohio State has a deeper team, but you never bet against Jesus. I don't know.
Or the Irish. There you go. Or the Irish.
That's right. That's
Let's
right.
have a little bottle of Jameson and some Baileys, exactly. and we'll go watch the game. Okay,
and
buddy.
A pint of Guinness.
Yeah, a pint of Guinness, my friend.
Yes, I did. My daughter was just here from Ireland.
Beautiful. All right. That's cool, man.
Awesome. Yeah.
All right, pal. Okay, hey, we'll buddy. Check in. We'll check on your picks next week. How's that?
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling it, buddy, and thanks for your patience, sir.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, that's good. We are kicking it this week, you.
Yeah. So what do we got?
So what are we doing now? We got what? One minute? We got to wrap it up. Okay. So what's your picks today? You're saying Ravens?
I got the Ravens, Eagles, and I got Here Come the Irish.
All right.
The National Championship.
Okay.
National Championship.
Okay.
Let's go.
I'm going Eagles, Buffalo, and Irish. You know?
There you go.
Yeah, so we'll see. Well, what a weekend. It started last night. It's going tomorrow, today.
Right.
So we just love it, man. We love our football. So we want to thank everybody for calling in. Otis Livingston, Channel 2 Sports. That's great. Jack Myatt, our program director.
Thank you
for your service today, sir. And Mr. Coffey. Yes, sir. Another good show.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay, everybody. Have a great day and enjoy the football. We'll talk to you next week.